people resist making the predictable, easy jokes about a set of perfumes that are named for New York City neighborhoods. NPR's Margo Adler found that, jokes aside, some of the bottled scents seemed dead on.
Laurice Ramey, the creator of Bond 9, is on a mission. And as strange as it seems, the more you listen to her, the more it all makes, well, sense. After all, she tells you, the French did it with perfumes like Rive Gauche and Champs-Élysées. So why not perfumes for each New York City neighborhood? Ramey, who settled in New York 25 years ago, hired 4 French perfumers and told them to pick out the neighborhoods they loved.
And the idea was to give each neighborhood of New York its own flavor or its own scent, if you will. And also to put New York in a bottle and export it to the world.
After all, if New York is the center of fashion and art and theater, why not the capital of scent? Yes, I know, your first impulse is to laugh and make some comment about the scent of dog poop and smog. Or like this passerby, Jessica Betts, who asked if they had a perfume for her neighborhood, which sometimes is not so fragrant.
Do you live in the neighborhood?
I live in the East Village, so.
Oh, well, we have, is there an East Village one?
Not
no,
yet.
No,
we are working
rat.
On Clinton.
It smells like what?
Rat.
Yes, rat. But when you enter the company at 9 Bond Street, you enter a world far from the street. There are perfume spritzers in a rainbow of colors. French scarves with oriental paintings adorn the ceiling. There's a tea emporium, a library with comfortable chairs filled with books on, you guessed it, scents. And minimalist mannequins with large decanters and testing swabs for each perfume. The perfumes have titles like Riverside Drive, West Broadway, Gramercy Park, Nuit de Noho, and Chelsea Flowers. The ingredients for each perfume are listed. For example, chamomile, paper white, and vanilla for Park Avenue. Laurice Ramey.
It has to be very discreet, always elegant, no mistake. Meaning, if you wear this, nobody's going to say, oh, she smells too strong. Or nothing is said. It's
so
understated,
refined,
elegant.
Understated.
Park Avenue is very different from Broadway night, for example.
You can be noticed if you go on Broadway. People go there
Whoa.
For that. This is not discreet. This is not Park Avenue,
this
huh?
It's very, very out there.
Yes.
It's the people you find in the elevator that you said they put a little too much
on. Absolutely. That's Broadway. That's the artist. These are people who want to be noticed.
By this time, my nose, and I admit I'm the kind of person who runs when the department store perfume spritzer gets near, is overwhelmed. At a wine tasting, there are always crackers to cleanse the palate. The equivalent for perfume smelling, it turns out, is coffee beans.
The real perfect way, if you really want to do it right, but you can't do it in public, is to blow your nose each time.
We won't do this on radio.
But we will never do that on public, you know, right? So you just have these little coffee beans. They have to be fresh. And in between, like 2 or 3 fragrances, you breathe in. So it kind of neutralizes for the next fragrance.
Laurice Ramey says downtown people don't buy uptown fragrances, although uptown people will buy downtown scents, just like uptown people will go to Greenwich Village, but not the reverse. Europeans and out-of-towners buy different scents than New Yorkers. Bond 9 is soon going to roll out Little Italy, Central Park.
And then Wall Street, December 1st.
Wall Street?
December 1st for
men.
What perfume
could Wall Street be? I guess
the scent of money.
The scent of money, but yes,
for
exactly,
men.
But what is the scent of money?
It's very hard, and we'll get it done. It's very difficult.
Bond 9 has 3 stores and close to 20 New York fragrances. Each has a design like an old New York City token on the front. And while there are fragrances like cinnamon, patchouli, basil, and vanilla, there is no scent for rat. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.